This is Pete for the Home Matters. Got Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. We're coming to you from the Puget Sound area, and we're really happy to be on the air this morning. We got my good buddy T-Bone in the house. How you doing?
Good. That's looking good. Forward to another topic.
I know. We're going to be talking about, man, we've had these guys on our show for a long time. They've grown. They're always fun just because they're honest. They provide good integrity, great service. It's PacWest Propane. And we got Ole Dragland here in the house, and we're going to introduce the other two guys. But how are you doing, Ole?
Doing great.
That's good. So big shout out to Derek. Right now, Derek, I'm not happy with you because you didn't come in, but that's okay. You can come in next time. Ole's kind of laughing.
Sorry, Derek.
I got to call you out, Derek, because I know, you know, I'm not that mean a guy. You know, you have to come in and talk to me. You're the big analytic guy. You have all the numbers, so.
It's true.
Yeah, it's very cool. And we also have a couple other individuals that have been at the company for a long time, which I did not know about because Ole never disclosed that information.
But just a need to know.
They just show up. We've got Frank Dollar, who's one of the business partners here at PacWest. Frank, it's good to have you on the air.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And you do a lot of the financials and things like that, right, at the company?
Yes.
You keep the wheels on the truck, basically.
He is the...
Try to keep these guys in line, but that's really a tough job.
Yeah, I know. I would imagine with Ole. Okay. Then the other individual we have is Chris Bolt. Everybody calls him Bolt, and he's a service technician. Is that correct, Chris?
Yes, sir.
It's good to have you on.
Thank you, sir.
In here. I'll call you Bolt from now
on. All right.
Okay. So this is great. We're going to be talking kind of about the state of the nation of propane. You know, these guys have been the truth tellers. But before we do that, I've done this with other sponsors. And a lot of you that, you know, are out there, and, you know, propane doesn't have to be a whole house. Propane could be, you know, outdoor barbecue. You guys do the vertical cylinders as well as the big tanks, right?
Yeah. I mean, we do generally about the smallest we go with is a 120 because that's the – most economical to deliver to. If you go smaller, the price per gallon goes up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You got quite a range.
Absolutely.
Which is good. But I want to read this. There's a testimonial that I saw, and it's kind of, actually, it made me chuckle a little bit, but it really speaks to, you know, what PacWest Propane is about as far as service and integrity and things like that. So this came from Rebecca Slater. So if you're listening, Rebecca, shout out to you. She says, don't waste your time looking for a great propane company because you just found the best one. Seriously. I looked around at five different local propane companies with a Goldilocks type experience. I'm not sure what that means. Sounds good, man. And she said, some were too expensive, some were too impersonal, and some wanted to lock me into a contract. And we're going to get into that today. When I called Derek, who's not here, at PacWest Propane, I knew that he was the real deal. And that's really cool, Ole. I think that speaks to, you know, Frank, all you guys. That's the way you do.
I thought you were going to read one with my name in it.
Well, I know. Well, maybe
not even here.
Maybe next time.
No,
I thought Derek was coming, but now all bets are off, man. It's only testimonials about you. All right, but that, you know, it's just it really speaks to that. And I other thing I want to do too is, you know, a lot of this, it seems to me, Bolt, is your kind of the relationship that you build with your customers as one of the delivery techs and things like that. So can you talk a little bit about that? Like, how do you help people out?
All right. So first off, the way that I work, my ethic is how I want to be treated. Like, it's pretty simple, right? If I call somebody out, I want to be treated as if my money matters, you know, beyond just the service. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
More sense. Like, you actually want to care, because if we're dealing with propane, it can be a dangerous source. And if I'm dealing with a family, I want to go that extra step and that extra mile to make sure that they are careful and that they're safe, you know? Yeah. So with that question, I come at it with an approach of building that relationship by just being, you know, generous and you know, courteous, right?
You have a family, right?
I do. Yes, so I have three daughters.
You probably treat them the same way you treat your own family.
right?
Well, I mean, a little less because, you know, I love my family, love my family a lot more. But yeah, sure.
I understand, but you want it to look out for their safety.
Absolutely, heck yeah! Because you know, I mean, because it's like the last thing I want is to know that I was the last hand to touch something that caused, you know, a bad reaction. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And we'll get into some of the safety stuff and some of the new technology you told me off air in this show. And then Frank, I just I want to, because I didn't even know that you were part of the company, but apparently it sounds like from what you were telling me off air, you've known Ole and Dirk since they were little boys.
Yeah, especially Ole, which is really hard to fathom that at one time he was a little boy.
And that's only because Dirk is so much older.
Yeah, well, no, I have known both of them for a long time, and they are very very good folks, and they got a lot of integrity, and it shows in the company that they've put together.
So, Frank, how did you get involved in this?
I've known Ole, done some other kind of work that I do, my own secular stuff. And
he's a tax man by trade is what he does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so I've tried to help Ole a little bit. He said he was going to start a propane company. He knew Derek. Derek has a tremendously incredible background in propane. And I said, well, what can I do to get involved, and he gave me some ideas, and I didn't like those ideas, so I kind of forced my way into being part of the ownership.
The truth is he's known me since I was a kid, and I've been running business ideas by him all the time across the desk and doing my taxes and saying, I want to buy this, can I ride off a snowmobile, can I do that, whatever it is, and him getting mad at me. And one day I said, I'm going to start a propane company, and I got Derek and talking to him, and he looked at me and he goes, can I do it too? And that shocked me, because normally he looked at me like I was a doofus and sent me down the road, you know. So I thought, I might have something here.
Frank approves. It's Frank approved.
Yeah, that's it. That's so cool. Anyway, cool. Keep going,
Frank. And he does have something. It's a great company. They've put together a great team of people, and it really speaks volume. Just in looking at the reviews they get, it speaks for itself.
And no, it is. I was reading some of those. They're really, really cool. So how long have you guys been doing this? How many years?
You know, I want to say it's almost 6 years. We were kind of in business a little bit where we weren't pumping gas and we were building, but it's been it's over 5 years. Yeah, now.
Big haul, and you went from basically you driving a truck to now.
The way it started was Derek and I, and I was he was wearing 10 hats, and I was kind of doing my other thing, and then it got to a point where he looked at me one day and he was pulling his hair out because. And I jumped in the truck, and once I jumped in the truck, I never got out.
You fell in love with it.
And we just got so stinking busy.
Yeah.
And then it came to a point where we needed an employee, and I don't remember how we got a hold of Bolt. I think, from
Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's through Derek. Yeah.
You've been a sponsor, I think, 5 years.
Something like that.
So you were a little bit just at started.
Oh, yeah. We started with zero customers.
Yeah, I know.
I filled a guy the other day. He goes, remember, I was the first guy that you ever filled in your company. And I went, I forgot about that. Yeah. You know, so,
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. When we come back, you got kind of a lay of the land. We're going to get into some of the things about, like, what's going on in the market these days, some of the pricing. You know, if there's anything you need to be aware of from, contracts or consumer scams, things like that. And then we're going to get in and talk to Bolt a little bit about some of the safety aspects and some new technology that's out there, too, that you might want to take advantage of. And make sure you get a pencil and paper, because I'm going to give you their phone number and website. But if you have propane, any type of propane, from what is it, 120 up? Then
120, and we've put 2,000 gallon tanks on the ground. So I mean,
So big to small.
Yeah.
You can give them a call. We'll take care of that in the next segment. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is All Matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. All right, we're back. People don't matter. I read 973.com. Great state of Seattle here through the Puget Sound. A lot of you guys listening all over the state and all the way into Oregon. You guys, you going to move into Oregon sometime soon?
Boy, wouldn't that be something.
Yeah. Well, you never know. You're growing like crazy.
We are growing like crazy. That would be another division.
Yeah. Well, maybe Derek can run it. Then he has
there
an excuse
go.
Not to come on the radio. He's
there
too far
go.
Away.
I'm sorry. He's in Oregon.
Would there be all kinds of weird laws that apply to that, being a fuel company?
Maybe.
Going across state lines?
If anybody would know it, it'd be Derek, and he could tell us if he was
here.
He
would. If he was here.
He was here, right. You know.
Well, hey, guys, I hope you got your pencil and paper. You want to write this down, give these guys a call at 844-890-1291, 844-890-1291. for your propane needs. You can also check them out at PacWestPropane.com. You guys, what's your footprint now? Where are you going from what to what, north to south, east to
well,
west?
Well, we have a yard in Cle Elum.
Okay.
And we
so you're over there. Okay.
Yeah, we got a 30,000-gallon tank over there, and okay. we service that whole area into Ellensburg a little bit more now. We head down towards Olympia.
Okay, good.
Up as far as Snohomish, although we do kind of have a couple stops up a little farther sometimes.
Okay.
And then...
And you go up to Snoqualmie Pass,
well,
which I told you you were supposed to do your Bigfoot costume, and you haven't done that yet, but maybe one of these days you will.
I will do it.
You guys got to look for that on their website, because he said he's going to, you told me you're going to do it this winter. So this winter, look for the Bigfoot video that Ole's going to do. You're going to go to PacWestPropane.com. Because he's gonna do what I told him to do, and then you'll be a marketing genius.
Okay. Well, nobody accused me of being a genius ever, so I'm gonna do it now.
That's right. All right, let's talk about kind of the state of the propane market. Where are things at now as far as like pricing and things like that? Where are you guys at?
Right now the pricing is surprisingly good. I mean it's come down.
Is it better since last year at this time? Or?
Through the summer, it's been, it has come down. I mean, I think the summer price was as low as it was a couple of years ago, because it varies. But it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Do you guys, in your market, do you kind of have the cycle where it gets colder, goes up? Or how does that
work? Oh, when it gets cold, yeah. When you need it, it goes up. Yeah, that's the way it is.
So is it now, now we're kind of in that summer, fall time. Is this a good time to get?
Yes. Okay. Yep. That's absolutely. Actually, the best time to buy is usually July, August. It used to be September, but now I find that people call September maybe a little later, and it's started going up again, and they've missed the boat. So it's really is unpredictable. There's no way to really predict it exactly, but that's the general rule.
In Bold, I want to ask you a question. So because we talk about, people always wonder, and I wondered about this too when I lived on Whidbey Island. It was kind of like, should I buy a tank or should I lease a tank? Oh. So can you talk a little bit about that and maybe some of the trade-offs there?
Yeah, so you're going to ask me that with the bosses sitting around, huh? it's beneficial in both ways. If you own your own tank, you can go to anybody you want, right?
Yeah.
And you can get the lowest price at that moment. So that's beneficial. However, the consequences of that is, guess who has to maintain the tank? It's going to be you. And then the cost of that can escalate. It can be pretty spendy.
Yeah. When you talk about maintaining a tank, are you talking about the regulators?
Like the regulators, the piping.
Okay. So that's really on the owner then.
Right. Okay. Exactly. That's really all on the owner.
So maybe it would be better just to lease the tank and then you guys take care of all that. That's
exactly
part of what you do.
So, I mean, I think our rental costs right now are $79 a year. I mean, can't even get an Xbox online account for $79 a year.
Frank,
it's way
that
more
can't
than
make
that.
You happy because you got to finance all that stuff, don't you?
No, it's not the best part of it on the financing end of it because to put steel on the ground, it costs quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
And then to turn around and get a small lease, it's not the best. But
what's going on now? You know, since you're the financial guy, are you guys getting hit with the tariff stuff?
No, I haven't seen too much of it. However, the steel, though, we have had some tank problems. We've been having a little bit of a problem getting the tanks we need. And so we have to put our orders in quite a ways in advance, and we buy the tanks in semi-loads. So it has been. You could say yes, we have.
Yeah, and when we do get the tanks, we find that they're quite a few hundred dollars more than they used to be.
So, okay, so that does effect.
That did happen, yeah.
Okay, but you're still at $79 a year.
Yes.
That's like a screaming deal.
Screaming deal,
yeah.
Like I say, I mean, you can't.
So you answered my question. If it was me, you guys that are listening, you got to make your own choice. But if it's, I'd lease the tank because then I got you. I got Bolt
right,
coming out
exactly.
to take care of
it. And it really to add to that, to be real honest, depends on the company you go with because you might sign up with the mafia company and then you're in trouble. So
let's talk about that a little bit because I know there's flexibility, but can you talk about like contracts versus no contracts?
Yeah. So our deal is. Our lease is an open lease. So if you called me today and said, "Hey, Ole, I want to do it," and then Bolt came out, he put it in. You thought, "I don't like this guy, and I don't like the whole process." You could call that week.
You ever had that happen, Bolt? Where they said, "I don't like you."
No, never had that happen. No,
okay.
No. I'm gonna. This is wood, right?
Okay. I can. Honestly, I've had nothing but compliments, which, you know, is great. But no, I mean, so it like in 1 week, you could get a call and say, hey, I'm out of here.
Take it out. Okay.
You know, this other company called. They're way cheaper. Okay. I like the way they look, whatever the reason is. And you're not locked in.
Yeah.
Most companies now, they'll lock in for a year to 3 years.
Wow.
And then
on a contract.
Yeah. And then it'll be like, sometimes these companies will give you a good year for the first year. I mean, a good price, excuse me, for the first year. And then after that, it's market rate, which is, who knows. So it's...
So it can go up quite a bit then.
Yeah. You know, we have an open contract. That makes us have to prove that we are doing
well,
what we
one
say.
One thing I want to ask you, Ole, because, okay, so with the open contract, and there isn't, well, basically that means there is no contract, you're just leasing, but how do, if I'm a consumer and I'm going to PacWest, how do I know I'm getting a really good fair price over the competitors? What do you tell your customers?
Well, that's a trick question, because you can call around and you can get a better price than I'm given a lot of times. But it's really maybe not the reality, you know, because you'll call around and you'll say, well, Ole said, you know, PacWest said this price. And they'll go, oh, well, I got it for 80 cents a gallon cheaper. And you think, oh, great. But, you know, it really you have to rely on the reviews and what you see there, because we all buy the same material. Yeah. And we all have the same trucks.
And the cost is the cost.
And the cost is the cost. So if you're doing it for $1.50 a gallon less, how are you doing that? And can you do that forever and maintain your customers and keep up your service
and stay
level?
In business.
So we've been doing this for long enough now, and Frank, our financial guy, has beat this into my head looking at some of the financial decisions we've made in pricing and stuff. Hey, you guys can't keep up that price, because here's where we're going. And so we've had to adjust over time. But through doing that, we've kind of found a sweet spot where we're in the middle of the road. We're not necessarily always the cheapest, but there's guys out there selling gas for $2 a gallon more than us. And I can honestly tell people, hey, here's the highest we've ever been.
Yeah.
And here's the lowest we've ever been. And other companies can't necessarily do that, because if they tell you the highest they've ever been, it might be $8 a gallon. And I see that, you know. Yeah. And so it's crazy.
No, it's good to know. We come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about these prices. I got a couple more questions on the contracts. And we're going to talk to Bold a little bit about some of the servicing and things you need to look for, as well as some of this new technology with these regulators, I'm assuming, we come out with. So with that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. Okay, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Cairo Radio 97.3 FM. T-Bone.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, brother?
Good.
Good. You're learning about propane now.
I feel like I'm watching King of the Hill. Just kidding.
I never heard that one before.
You haven't heard?
Just call him Hank.
Do you guys all stand out there and drink beer like that too?
We don't have any alcohol ever because propane is such a serious product.
Yeah, that's right.
They won't talk you're about their friend.
And I hope you guys laughed at that way, because I know your kid drinks.
The toughest time for me is this winter, last winter, I happened to be working on New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve. You show up at somebody's house, and in Cle Elum, I was out there one day.
Come on into the party.
And they're riding snowmobiles and drinking. Holy, come on in. They start handing me alcohol. Well, I can't touch
you
stuff because I'm in a CDL rig.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, sit on down. And you know how hard it is not to just sit down and have a beer?
It's a holiday.
I did ride a snowmobile, though, for about 10 minutes because they said, take this thing. So that was fun. But you run into that. You're like, you guys are having a good time.
You know what would have been better, though, if you rode the snowmobile in your Bigfoot costume?
I'm going to do it now. I promise I'll do it. I know Frank is thinking about it.
Everybody heard you. Okay. They're going to, you guys that are listening, come. When are you going to do it? December? November?
Give me till January.
No.
You need good snow.
Well, I'm going to be, we're going to talk again probably around in the fall, but I'm going to check in and make sure you get this done.
Okay. Pete, if we get this done, we might have to get that video from My Northwest.
I know. We are. We're going to put you up on, I'll try to get you up on My Northwest. It has several million hits. It'll be awesome.
Okay. There you go.
Be good. All right. Let's go back to our discussion here on the propane. If you want to give these guys a call, I know we have a lot of fun here, but seriously, these guys are best of breed. That's why we have them on. They have grown massively, and it's really due to their customer service, fair price, integrity, all that good stuff. You can give them a call at 844-890-1291, 844-890-1291. If you need to put in new propane, or if you're looking like, wow, you know, maybe I need to figure out how to get a fairly priced propane or get a new tank or what have you. You guys can take care of them.
We do, and we actually handle a little bit more than we used to. We just hired another service tech, really experienced like Chris is with everything, and so we're not spread so thin.
That's good.
And we're able to take care of just a little bit more stuff when people call with these little problems that we normally couldn't handle.
Yeah.
You know, that were more not related to us so much, we actually can come out and take care of that stuff.
So that speaks to your customer service, which is great. Now, I want to go back, though, because we were talking about this pricing and contracts and things like that, and, you know, this is the battle I'm sure you guys always face, because somebody comes in and says, well, I can offer this price per gallon, and you're saying, well, I offer this price per gallon. So how do you handle that kind of with – because in my opinion, this is me talking. This is not Ole talking. Me, you got to be careful of this bait and switch stuff, because this is what happens on these contracts. We've talked about this before. So, do you have? I mean, off air, we were talking about you had a story you wanted to tell.
Well, just the other day, I had a job. It was a technical job where you got big trucks and small streets, and so I had to charge them a little bit more than I normally would, like $3 a gallon, which I think is extremely high. And but for what it was, I needed to do that.
Yeah.
And so they said, yeah, we looked at your reviews, and I think we're going to go with you. And then I got an email that says, we talked to another company, and they said, you know, we'll do your first fill at $1.89.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's market rate.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that, you know, how do you, with that price per gallon, now I've lost my thought, Pete. But so I asked them, well, what's market rate?
Yeah.
And market, and they couldn't get that answered, you know? So I actually gave them an estimate of my worst price and my best price could possibly be, but market price, you know, that's like when you go buy lobster, you know, market price isn't good because it's market price, you know, it's going to be something high. So, that can be the problem. You don't know what you're getting. And just because you get that great rate the first time, you could pay tremendous amounts of more money later.
Which, you know what? I mean, there's other industries that do this, and this just really rubs me raw. It seems like that you have this in your industry where, okay, I'm a loyal customer, so therefore I have to pay more.
Right.
And that's wrong. To me, that's wrong.
And we see that a lot. We see where customers, you know, that where the actual customers that are there are paying $2 a gallon more than the new customers. How do I know that? Because they call me and they say, how much is your propane? And I tell them my price and they go, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But then I'm out bidding on another job and the same company is a dollar cheaper than I am.
Yeah.
And we all have the same trucks. We all have the same price. I mean, maybe the bigger companies get a better discount by a few pennies, but our costs are basically all the same.
Yeah.
So when you're offering real heavy discounts like that, you can't do it forever. It's just impossible.
Yeah, or you go out of business.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, that's the thing, too, guys. I want to make a point here, and I know a lot of you have heard me say this before in previous shows that even isn't PacWest is, you know, good businesses, to stay in business, you got to make a profit. I mean, these guys aren't here. It's not a charity function, so, or a nonprofit. So in order to stay in business, you got to make a little money. So that's why you got to be fairly priced so you make the money, right? And you do have bills. Like Frank said, you got to pay for all your tanks and things. Oh, front. Well, that's cash flow.
I mean, breaking even is even if you broke even, that's nothing, because you can break even drinking hot chocolate at home and not go anywhere. Or you can break even driving a, you know, 40,000-pound truck with insurance and all that. It's all the same thing.
So I got to ask you a question, though, so because this is probably on people's mind. So in the situation where they're in a contract and they've got this $2 a gallon higher than what you're paying, is there a way they can get out of the contract?
It depends on length of the contract. I mean, there's some companies, I know some of the bigger companies, they have a set. One company was like $160 to get out of it.
Okay. So there's a buyout clause, but probably the buyout clause may be cheaper if it's that high, if you're filling your tank.
It is. One guy was paying $8 a gallon the other day. So 100 gallons is $800, right?
Yeah.
So if you paid $160 to get out of that one, and then that was on a 100-gallon tank.
But I was just going to say, because most tanks, how big are they?
250, 500.
Yeah, 250, 500.
Yeah, so
a lot of 120s on, like,
you're
so
up this side. That 500 gallons, you're pushing it up near $1,000 or more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. That's bad. Okay. Well, that's good to know. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion here. Ole, thank you for that and giving them some ideas on pricing and kind of how to work that. I'm going to give you the phone number again. We're going to go over and talk to Bolt a little bit more about now the service tech, some of the regulators, the tank aspects, safety things, and then some of the new tech in this last segment. So you kind of get an idea about how PacWest, it's not just about filling your tank, it's about taking care of you front to back. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. We're having a great discussion here with the fellas at PacWest Propane. Some good laughs in here. If you guys didn't hear this show, it will be in perpetuity in podcast. Just go up to minorthwest.com/home matters. It's always fun to talk to these guys because, you know, there's always some good laughs that we have. And also, too, you guys got to remember that we're going to hold Ole to the Bigfoot thing. So it's going to happen.
We want that video up on My Northwest.
It's going to happen, man. It's going to be on My Northwest.
Nobody will know if it's me or not, so it'll be all right.
That's right. But you got maybe just give us a hand signal so we know it's you. Well, we don't saw the real Bigfoot.
If it looks like a big fat guy, then you'll know it's Bigfoot.
I got to say, as an employee,
if it's Bolt, he'll look like a
skinny Bigfoot. As I got to say, as an employee, I want to see that, bro.
All right. You want to give these guys a call, PacWest Propane. They're at 844-890-1291, 844-890-1291. All right. T-Bone, you actually had a really good question off air, and I want you to ask Bolt this one because I think it's a good start for safety and things.
So as a scuba instructor, I know we have to pressure test our scuba tanks every so often. I'm assuming it's the same thing for propane tanks, but I can't really take a propane tank and stick it in a 55-gallon drum and check it for leaks. How do you go about testing a propane tank at somebody's place?
Yeah, so we got this specialized, and it's a good question, by the way. I got this specialized soapy leak detector, and there's two different types, you know. And we use a red, colder liquid style that doesn't freeze as much. And we just go around, we soap all the fittings up, and just like you would a scuba bottle, whatever, you just go around all the fittings. And if it has any beards, is what we call, or, you know, little bubbles, then you know that there's a leak. And if it doesn't, then you know that it passes. And you can do that at any pressure that's operable in the tank. Pretty simple. Yep.
And that's, you're talking about leaks on the vessel, right?
Yes.
The tank vessel itself. Mm-hmm. How do you test the rest of it?
Same way. You could do it the same way, but the fastest way to do it is a thing called the water manometer. And then all we do is we hook that up, and it shows extremely low pressures of propane, which means that if it's a very small leak, then that extremely low pressure will move a lot faster, right? Okay. So we hook that up, and if the manometer drops, then we go through a soapy leak starting from the source, working to the unit that, the user.
It's called a tank.
There you go. Yeah, sure. The tank to the end item. Okay.
That's what I'm wondering, though, Bolt, is so I've got the tank outside, and I go in, and I'm the customer, and I turn on my burner on my stove, and something's wrong. Either it's not, you know, there's nothing there, so then I'm thinking, well, okay, is it there's no propane in the tank, or is there a leak? So how do you deal with that where you've got the line coming in underground, and how do you check for leaks there?
Yeah, that's okay. So yeah, there's a two-stage system, right? So you got a high-pressure system, a low-pressure system. Just think of it as putting a block in the middle. So we'll separate the high system from the low system. And if we have a leak underground, we just shut off the shut-off valve right at the end of the high-pressure system, right below the second stage. And then test that.
When you say
line.
High pressure system, are you talking about the tank itself?
Nah, negative. I'm talking about the first stage regulator, which drops it to 10 psi.
Okay.
And that is what we call a high pressure system.
It's 10 psi from the tank to that brown regulator you see on the outside of your house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the high pressure side.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. Got it.
Yep.
Got it. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then for a homeowner, well, let me ask this because this kind of gets into the system and maintenance. So, Ole, you guys have a fill-up program?
A lot of customers want to be keep full, you know, they call it.
Keep full.
Yeah, where they don't want to know about their tank. They don't want to hear about it. All they want to do is turn on the stove and have it work
and
not have to worry about going out and looking at it. And so traditionally everybody has a Keep Full Service.
Okay.
You do it by calendar, and there's programs to predict the weather for coldness, and you can kind of get a read on it, but it's not perfect. But what we've got now are these cellular tank monitors, and they clip right into like the gauge on the tank, and we can turn it so we can see it several times a day or once a day. And so if a person wants to go Keep Full, which we offer to people, then you know, I have a list, and I check it every day. And as people get down to a certain percentage, like 30% or something, then we just automatically
go. Talk about, so you have a sensor on the tank.
Yep,
and it's hooked into your computer system
through cellular network. Yep.
Okay, and so through the cellular network, then you can keep track of all these tanks.
Yep,
and you're seeing where they are as far as the amount of
the percentage. Yeah. Okay. So every morning, I get up, I look at this list, and every day they're getting, you know, and especially when it's amazing having this technology, because when it gets cold out, those percent, like right now, you know, it's not as cold as it was.
Yeah.
They're moving slow. But when it gets out, when you see like 28 degrees at night, 20 degrees, I mean, those percentages just start dropping. And sometimes you're just stressed. You're thinking, I got to get a truck out there before, you know, because it's really going
But you out. Guys, so then the Keep Full, basically you just make sure that it stays full and the customer never has to call you, right? You just take care of it, which is nice. That's cool. Okay. Yeah. So going back, I want to ask you, because it seems like one of the biggest aspects that you have to service are what's called a regulator, right? Is that correct?
Well, we technically don't service the regulators. We change them out because it's against like the UL listing or against NFPA 54, I think it is. But anyways, we're not supposed to actually take the regulator apart and service it. We're just supposed to change them out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But what I'm trying to get at, though, is how would we do you know if a regulator is bad?
Okay. So there's two different ways. First off, if a regulator is bad to where it's constantly leaking, then there's a rupture in the diaphragm, and then it's just leaking out the vent. And I've been to a couple calls like that where I got a leak. Oh, yeah, your regulator's bad because it just keeps leaking out of this first stage vent. And then the other way is that if you want the pressure, like say, especially in your second stage regulator, because you can't adjust the first one, the second one you can adjust depending on the usage assumed by the customer. If you wanted to set it at, like, say, 10 inches of water column, and you test it there, and it just keeps rising after 5 minutes, now you're at 12 inches of water column, but you want it to be at 10, well, then you know it's going to end up overpressurizing the system and vent. Okay. That's another way to test the regulator.
Got it. I'll tell you what. You know what? I'm impressed. I think Bolt is the new Derek.
Oh, man. No. You just got me fired, bro.
Bolt, hey, we got to end the show, but it was really good having you on. I really appreciate it. Oli, as usual, very awesome. And Frank, it was great to meet you. Frank, do you trade futures commodities for propane?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering. That's a whole other show we could do. But hey, check PacWest Propane. I'll give them a call, 844-890-1291, 844-890-1291, or check them out at PacWestPropane.com. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk.